Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. This is the fifth talk in the series where I'm answering the question, what is the Bible all about? In the first two talks, I gave you some general thoughts and one very specific thought about what the Bible contains. And then it was my plan to take the first five books of the Bible and comment on each of them and hope that this would give you some good idea of what the Bible is all about. We've come now to the book of Leviticus. And Leviticus is a strange title for this book. It's not an accurate title. Leviticus is a transliteration of the Greek title, meaning relating to the Levites. But there's very little about the Levites in this book. The mention of them is purely incidental. The Hebrews give the title, "And He Called," which are the first three words of the book. And that is God calling, that is God speaking. And he is calling his people to holiness. And that really is what the book of Leviticus is about. The word holy occurs 90 times in the book. When I talk to you about the book of Genesis, we saw that it covered quite a long period. It covered from the creation of the heavens and the earth right up to 1804 BC to the death of Joseph. And when we looked at the book of Exodus, we saw that it covered a couple of hundred years from 1600 BC to 1440 BC. And the appearance of Moses on the scene. A remarkable thing about the book of Leviticus is that the events recorded in it fall between the 1st of April and the 20th of May on the same year, the year that the nation of Israel made its exodus from Egypt. Quite a remarkable book in that way. It contains many important verses, but let me read just one of them to you. It's from chapter 17 and it's verse 11 and it reads like this: "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." The book of Leviticus deals a great deal with sacrifices. And of course, there is the shedding of blood. It has been said that sin is the most expensive thing in the universe. And the truth of that is seen in the price that had to be paid for the forgiveness of our sins. It required the shedding of the blood of an innocent sacrifice, Jesus Christ himself, God's Son. It will be seen in the price that will be paid for those who have not had their sins forgiven. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. I said that every book in the Bible teaches something about Jesus Christ. And in the book of Leviticus, we have brought before us, among many other things, the office of the high priest. And the high priest had the task of making atonement before God for the people, of interceding for them, of being a mediator, and that speaks of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. He is the only true mediator between God and men. Listen to these verses from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7 and verses 24 to 26. But Jesus, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore he is able also to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. So the book of Leviticus speaks of Jesus Christ. The book deals with sacrifices, the means of acceptance before God. It deals with the burnt offering, the grain offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. It deals with atonement, and atonement is mentioned 45 times in this book. It's such an important subject. Atonement refers to reconciliation. When you atone, you bring two persons together who were at variance. And when Jesus Christ atoned for us, he brought God and us together. Of course, that needs to be followed through personally. It doesn't just happen because Jesus Christ has died, but because he has died, you have the opportunity of being reconciled to God if you personally accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. The book deals with many laws, and of course, in calling his people to holiness, he had to show them the standards and the requirements of holiness. There are laws concerning food. There are laws concerning childbirth, concerning the treatment of leprosy, concerning bodily discharges, concerning atonement and blood and morality and holiness. There were laws for the people and laws for the priests. There were laws concerning the feasts. There were laws concerning the tabernacle and the worship that was to be conducted there. It's an amazing book, and it is a call by God to us for holiness. The book begins majestically with God speaking, and chapter after chapter brings God's voice to us. The gospel is brought before us in the symbolism in this book. When you turn to chapter 16 in the book, you have the record of what happens on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest had to go in alone before God and make atonement for the people and make reconciliation for the people. One of the great symbols on that day was that two kids of the goats were brought to the high priest. One was killed as an offering for sin, and the other, called the scapegoat, was taken into the wilderness. The high priest placed his hands on the scapegoat and confessed the sins of the people over that goat, and as it were, the sins were transmitted to that goat, and it was taken into the wilderness and released alive. And the message comes through to us that Jesus Christ bore our sins and he died for our sins. He made reconciliation by his death and by the shedding of his blood, and he is the kid of the goats who was killed. It says in the book that That is the goat on which the Lord's lot fell. And it was the Lord's lot to die for us. But then the picture is given of our sins being placed on the scapegoat and being released in the wilderness and being taken away. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What a marvelous lot of teaching comes through in the book of Leviticus. And it's about the gospel. It's about you. It's about me. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God calling to us. Calling to us and telling us that he has made atonement for our sins by the death of his Son. And he's calling on us to accept that atonement and to follow him in holiness of life. May the message of Leviticus come across to each one of us. May God bless you. Amen.